This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Friday. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we've said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciates the U.S. support. However, they still plan to carry out the military action in Rafah, despite U.S. objections.
And I told him that I hope we will do it with the support of the United States. But if we have to, we will do it alone.
Netanyahu said Israel sees no other way to defeat Hamas fighters it says are still hiding there. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Russia and China have vetoed a U.S.-sponsored U.N. resolution calling for, quote, an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. The vote on Friday in the 15-member Security Council was 11 members in favor, 3 against, and 1 abstention. Before the vote, Russia's U.N. ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said Moscow supports an immediate ceasefire, but he questioned the language in the resolution and accused U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield of, quote, misleading the international community for, quote, politicized reasons. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Kate, Princess of Wales, announces she has cancer. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
In a video announcement, Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
The audio courtesy of BBC Studios. The announcement comes after weeks of speculation on social media about Princess Kate's whereabouts and her health. The 42-year-old princess hadn't been seen publicly since Christmas until a video surfaced this week of her with her husband, Prince William, walking from a farm shop near their Windsor home. Last month, the royal family announced that King Charles was being treated for an unspecified type of cancer. I'm Mike Hempen.
A court in Romania's capital has denied a request by online influencer Andrew Tate to return assets that were seized during investigations into the case in which he is charged with human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. Tate's spokesperson says he will appeal the ruling by the Bucharest tribunal that all assets seized will remain in possession of Romania's anti-organized crime agency. Tate, who's 37 years old, won an appeal in January challenging the asset seizures, which triggered a retrial. Trump's social media company approved to go public, potentially netting former president billions of dollars. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's media company could be trading soon on the NASDAQ. The parent company of Donald Trump's Truth Social is being merged with Digital World Acquisition Company, a publicly traded shell company. The former president's stake in the deal could be about $3 billion. He owns 79 million shares that currently trade around $42 each. Trump is currently facing a large court judgment in his civil fraud trial, nearly $500 million. Digital World Acquisition notes that Trump would be entitled to vote in his own interest, and that may not always be in the interest of all shareholders. And there's an expectation the social media platform will continue to operate at a loss. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Poland's government has prepared new legislation to boost the nation's capacity for self-defense. Ministers say the bill was prompted by the war that neighboring Ukraine is fighting against Russia's aggression. Poland's interior minister says the new law is about preparing for extreme situations, including the possibility of an armed conflict. The legislation will be put before Parliament probably in May after consultations with the public and with local authorities. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.